The Ran in the end of Maseches Pesachim, Daf Chav Ches and Daf Harif, quotes the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu told Knesset Yisrael, you'll leave Mitzrayim, Tavden Esalkim al Ahar Hazeh, and Bnei Yisrael responded that Emasai Avodazu. Exactly when would this occur? The events of Mamad Har Sinai Kabbalah Sator. The response of Moshe Rabbeinu was Sfira Sa'ome, Tisperu Chamishim Yom. And the entire purpose of the Yemei HaSfir is to link the Yontif of Pesach with that of Shavuos. A central theme of Haggadah Shel Pesach is we don't do Yetzias Mitzrayim in isolation, but rather part of an ongoing process beginning with the Avos, culminating in Kabbalah Satorah, Mamad Har Sinai. The Ramban so magnificently explains in Parsha Zemor, Vayikra Chav Gimel Posuk Lamed Vav, that Chazal always referred to the Yontif of Shavuos as Atzeres. Atzeres, the Ramban writes, means a conclusion, a closing. And why should that be true? One day midaraisa, and somehow that's a conclusion of a Yontif? The Ramban writes, absolutely. Because Shavuos is the conclusion, the culmination of Chag HaMatzos. And the Ramban writes so beautifully that Pesach is Yontif Rishon, Shavuos is Yontif Achron, V'hayomim hasfurim bentayim harim kecholo shamoed. All the intermediate days have the status of cholamoed. Ravad Yosef in Yechavadas, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Chavdalid, quotes this Ramban Mahalacha, that it's true that the Yemei Asfira were transformed into days of Miktas Avelus because of the demise of Talmidei Rabbi Akiva, but one cannot necessarily equate the Yemei Asfira with the 3 weeks Shivasa B'Tamuz of Tisha B'Av. After all, those 3 weeks are days of absolute tsar and avelus. The Yemei HaSfira Midaraisa are days of great simcha. And one cannot necessarily assume that all the Nihu Gavelus apply during this window of time, because Hayamim HaSfurim Bentayim Harehim Kecholo Shamoi. Each and every Yontif, there's a mitzvah daraisa of simcha, v'samachta b'chagecha, but no doubt it's striking that on Sukkot, on Shavuos, the Torah emphasizes a mitzvah of simcha, but you won't find an overt reference to simcha when it comes to Pesach. And obviously, the Zman Zcheiruseinu gives rise to simcha, but why is it that the Torah does not explicitly emphasize the simcha of Pesach? And perhaps that's exactly the answer, that one does not view Pesach as a yontif in and of itself. The simcha of Chag HaMatzos, of Zman Cheruseinu, is only when you transition, only when it culminates in the Yontif of Shavuos. It is only Yontif Rishon and Al Chol HaMoed. The Simcha is only felt when one experiences not just simply freedom from the Avdus of Mitzrayim, but rather freedom that culminates in Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore the Torah doesn't mention explicitly the Simcha of Pesach, even though obviously midaraisa that's true, but that's expressed when it comes to the Yontif of Shavuos. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Taf Pei Tes that perhaps this is what is driving the Shita Sarambam, a fundamental machlokas Rishonim, the Sugya, Menachos Taf Samach Vav, Sfira Sona Bizman Hazeh, a mitzvah daraisa, a mitzvah drabanan, three different Shitos in Rishonim, the Shita of the Baliatosus, the Balamor, Ramban, Sfira Bizman Hazeh is only Durabanan. The Balamor writes, that's why you don't make a bracha of Shechiyana. What we're doing simply is a Zecher LeMikdash. The Chiddush of the Rambam, Perek Zayim, of Tmidu Musafim, that Sfira Son of Bizman Hazeh is Daraisa. And a third Shita, Rabbeinu Rucham, that Dalet Hay that splits between counting days, counting weeks. Sfira Sayamim, a mitzvah Daraisa, Sfira Sashavuos only as a Zecher LeMikdash. When the Aruch HaShulchan explains the Shita of the Rambam, that you can have Sfira Sa'omer even without the Mincha Sa'omer, even without the Beis HaMikdash. Why should that be? Aruch HaShulchan writes, because in essence, the purpose of Yemei HaSfira is to bridge that gap, to link the Yontif of Pesach to that of Shavuos, and that priority, that linkage does not require Beis HaMikdash, Mincha Sa'omer. That is a relevant message even Bizman Hazeh. Aruch HaShulchan writes even a step further, that we offer the Mincha Sa'omer, which is Sa'orim. in the Shtei Halechem and Shavuos, which is Chitim. Aruch HaShulchan writes, Sa'orin is Machal Behema, Chitin is Machal Adam, because that is exactly the transition. When we speak about a cessation of Avdus, that is something that even a primitive individual can experience. Even an animal can realize relief from burden, from servitude, from work. But to be able to channel that chayrus, to culminate in Kabbalah Satorah, that is uniquely our human experience. And not surprising that the transition of Sa'orim to Chitim perhaps is reminiscent of the shift, the very purpose of the Yimei HaSfira itself. I mentioned the Chiddush of Balamor, that you don't recite the Shechiyonu when it comes to Sfira Sa'omer, because Shechiyonu is possible on a mitzvah d'araisa, on a mitzvah d'rabbanan like Ner Chanukah, Kriya, Samigillah, but not on something that in principle should be d'araisa, but in practice is only a Zeichel HaMikdash. The Balamor characterizes Sfira Sa'omer as a mitzvah sheishbo agmas nefesh. It's a painful experience to count Sfira bizman hazeh, recognizing that this should be a mitzvah d'araisa, but only a zeichel hamikdash. The Tosfos Megillah Daf Chav to recite Harachmon Hayachzir Yiratzon after the Sfira Sa'omer, because recognize that this is not the mitzvah b'shlemusa. But many Rishonim, as mentioned, do maintain that Sfira is a mitzvah d'araisa. Why is it that you would not recite a bracha of Shachiyonu? Various possibilities in Rishonim, both the Meiri and Rabbi Yerucha maintain that the Shechiyanu of Yantif exempts the Shechiyanu of Sfira Sa'omer. But if you look carefully in Meiri and Rabbi Yerucha, they're talking about different Yomim Tovim. The Meiri Yemsachim Adav Zayin writes that it's the Shechiyanu of Pesach that exempts the Yemei HaSfira. No doubt, a Chiddush, that the Sfira is linked to Pesach, it's considered to be as part of the mitzvah saregel to the extent that the Shechiyonu will cover even the Sfira as well. Rabbi Nirucham writes, yes, the Shechiyonu of Yontif, but not that of Pesach. Mefurish Rabbi Nirucham is Shechiyonu of Shavuos. After all, Sfira Somer is a process. The purpose is the culmination, the climax of Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore, the Shechiyonu can only be expressed on the mitzvah of Sfira. When you accomplish that goal, when you bridge that gap between Pesach and Shavuos itself, this is a possibility. Prima Godim and others, Rabbi Yeshaya, why one would argue that perhaps if you miss a day of Sfira, you can no longer continue to count, many different biurim and shita of halachos gadolos, but one possible biur is because this is one elongated mitzvahas to bridge that gap, to connect, not absolutely independent mitzvahs, but a mitzvah to recognize that relationship. And that relationship speaks volumes. The recognition that for us, chayrus is not an end in and of itself, but rather it's an opportunity. It's a tool, it's a vehicle, it's a means to position yourself for Kabbalah Satorah. In the truest sense, that ein lecha ben chorin, elamisha osek batorah. And for us in the yeshiva, no doubt that is our process of the Yemei HaSfira, to be able to recognize the primacy of Kabbalah Satorah, to position yourself, to be zochet to Kabbalah Satorah, and that is something that requires significant effort. It's a process of tahara, memches, memtes, kinyanei Torah, shari tuma, and all of a sudden to realize that each day you become one step closer in being deservant of the Torah Hashem. But it requires a sense of avoda. The timing, especially in a leap year, can be somewhat challenging. The year somehow, the Zman, the Yeshiva, winds down, and yet we're expected to wind up toward Kabbalah Satorah. Recognize that that's our Shiva. That really is our mission statement. As careful as we are in terms of davening and shmiras hasdarim throughout the entire Zman, be extra meticulous when it comes to the times of Sfiras Omer. If it's a havamina of coming late to davening during the year, right, that inappropriate havamina should not be true when it comes to positioning yourself for Kabbalah Satorah. So see to it that you exercise every opportunity to recognize what Moshe Rabbeinu told Knesset Yisrael, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is of infinite value for us, but as a tool, as a vehicle, as a means to be able to begin the Yemei HaSfira, to be able to position ourselves and to be zoche to Kabbalah Sator.
Is it in the basement or in there?
Is it in the recess thing, but don't know it's shut?